Good morning, everybody, and today we are going to be discussing Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg has been a director for several films, and I honestly didn't even know some of the films that he directed, so I decided to do a little research about them. So I ended up watching Indiana Jones, E.T., and Jaws. All three have been directed by Steven Spielberg, and I actually noticed a tie with all of his films. Steven Spielberg uses these special techniques in all of his films, and that is why they are considered Steven Spielberg films, not by their name, but like by the techniques and skills that he uses within his movies. So, some five things that I've noticed that Steven Spielberg uses in each of his films are: one, ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances. Now, this means that we are in the character's shoes to be part of the film with them. And a way that Steven Spielberg incorporated this into Indiana Jones is that Indiana Jones is just an ordinary teacher teaching history to students. And then by night, he goes on these amazing adventures exploring and finding new things. And in E.T., there's just this divorced family, and they're just living their ordinary lives every day like normal children would, and then they discover an alien, and they incorporate their lives to deal with this alien. And in Jaws, there's just a normal town of people, you know, just living their lives in the summer on a beach, and then they have to shut down the entire beach because of a killer shark. And that is just one thing that you normally see in all Steven Spielberg films. Another thing is supernatural among the normal. Now, this normally means discovering a new type of life or adventure in a film. And in Indiana Jones, he discovers a new tunnel with amazing hidden treasures and secrets to find new treasures. And in E.T., Elliot, the little boy, and his family meet E.T., the alien, for the first time. Aliens are something totally out of the norm in an ordinary life, so when you discover this, it is amazing and an awesome find. Now, in Jaws, there's just, once again, a crazy attack of sharks on people on a beach. This is not something that is typical and in the norm, so making it extraordinary, that's pretty cool. Now, lighting. Steven Spielberg uses bright lights to incorporate interesting thoughts and makes it pop to the viewer. And so with this, in Indiana Jones, we see beautiful sunsets casting bright reds and oranges and yellows, and it's really eye-catching, and it makes you look at the details way more finer. And it uses the color red of pants. The color red is very bright, vibrant, and it honestly, it catches your eye. For one of the girls in the film, she was wearing red pants, and it really makes you focus on the lady as she walks down the road, as well as the red in the Nazi flag makes it pop in the dark, gloomy desert. It really catches your eye and makes you focus on those fine details. As well, in E.T., the sun sets, the rainbow, the beautiful rainbow in the dark sky, you see this bright rainbow with a bunch of different colors, and it makes you focus on it a lot more. And lastly, in Jaws, the use of red is bright, striking color because it catches your attention and kind of ties in with the blood and the boy's swimsuit and just the normal colors with this bright red. It really makes you focus on those fine details. And going along with sunsets, Steven Spielberg also uses sunsets as in all of his films, for the most part. So with this, in Indiana Jones, Steven Spielberg has Indiana Jones' plane fly into a sunset. Now, this is honestly amazing because it's super dark and you just see bright colors behind it, so it really makes you focus on the plane. As well as in the film, Indiana Jones and his crew are standing on a hill, beautiful sunset behind him and you just see the striking silhouettes of the men working. So it really makes you focus on their movement and every action they do. Now, in E.T., the whole group of boys is flying in the sky on their bikes from E.T.'s magical powers, and you just see, once again, their black silhouettes flying across the sky and the moon and the bright sun casting lights off of them. It's amazing. And in Jaws, there's a sunset of the water, and all you see is a shark fin in the still water. It makes you focus on that shark fin going across the water with the beautiful sunset in the back. Now, sunset and silhouettes kind of tie into each other, but Steven Spielberg uses both of these in his films. So, like I said previous, a silhouette of a plane flying away or the group of men standing on the hill, he uses that black shadow to make you pay attention. And in E.T., we see the silhouettes of E.T.'s mom when she's on the ship and E.T.'s hunters when they're trying to get E.T. We don't see their face at all. We only see their silhouettes. And at the final scene when E.T.'s on the ship, we see E.T. standing there holding a pot of flowers that he ended up bringing back to life. We see these amazing silhouettes and it really makes us pay way more attention to those fine details. And lastly, in Jaws, a person swimming on the water, we only see the outline of their body. It's only black. We don't see any facial expressions. It's just their body shape, and it's black, so it really makes you focus, and with that sound in the back, it honestly makes you want to know what's going on with the person and if they are going to be okay. Now, with this, there are so many more things that Steven Spielberg uses in his films, and it really makes you pay attention to him, but these are just a few that I found were really interesting, and it really makes me want to look at more Steven Spielberg films to see how many things that he connects in his films. And honestly, you guys, it's pretty amazing. So the next time you watch a Steven Spielberg film, make sure to look for these things and let me know if they are connected in any way or if they're not. But honestly, I think it's pretty cool. So maybe look at some different auteurs and see if they have patterns in their films as well. And that's what makes them an auteur.